I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Christmas wreaths are a welcoming sign of the holidays, and making your own wreath can be a good family holiday activity even after Christmas. Many wreaths look good all winter long. Wreaths have been part of our culture for centuries. The word wreath derives from the Old English word meaning to twist. Ancient Greeks and Romans used wreaths as a headdress to symbolize one's status in society. Pagans used evergreen boughs and wreaths to symbolize the strength of life during the dark days of winter. Christians saw the circular wreath as a symbol of eternal life. While evergreens are the traditional base material used in wreath making, try making your wreath from deciduous tree twigs or vines. Take birch, willow, grape, or other flexible vines and wrap them around a metal ring. Then add color with holly berries, wintergreen berries, and crab apples, or textures with mountain laurel leaves, oak leaves, and milkweed pods. Try buying Indian corn ears from the garden center for a wreath. Encircle the metal ring with various colored Indian corn ears with their husks pulled back. Have all the ears pointing towards the center with the husks around the edge. You can also decorate your wreath with dried flowers such as yarrow, status, and straw flowers. These plants will last well into winter. Don't get stuck on having your wreath be full. Create a minimalist wreath from a thin metal circle with just a touch of greenery or flowers for accent. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about care for holiday plants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.